Bush administration is considering a new guest worker program for Mexicans in the United States. The plan could lead to the naturalization of millions of Mexicans. Mexico's President Vicente Fox has advanced the plan through his close relationship with President Bush. Also boosting the program is an unprecedented multi-million-dollar national security plan that would seal Mexico's southern border. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Most of Mexico's 750-mile-long border with Guatemala and Belize is rugged, undeveloped jungle. There are few official checkpoints, and it's relatively easy to cross. That, says Mexico's national security advisor, Adolfo Aguilar Sincer, poses a threat to Mexico's national security.
We have significant activity of drug traffickers, as well as some concern for the smuggling of weapons. We have even a more significant problem relating to the use of the border for smuggling people across Mexico.
Last year, 150,000, mostly Central Americans, crossed from Guatemala into southern Mexico. This year, even more are expected. Almost all are en route to the United States. Mexico hopes to stop them by shoring up border checkpoints and by lying in wait hundreds of miles inside Mexican territory at the narrow Isthmus of Tehuantepec. There, thousands of Mexican agents will patrol a much more manageable region than the inhospitable border. Felipe de Jesus Preciado is Mexico's chief immigration officer.
No olvidemos que en el Istmo de Tehuantepec.
Let's not forget that all roads must cross the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, and the majority of drugs and contraband flow this way. And the most worrying of all is the traffic of undocumented people.
Worrying, to be sure, but a national security risk? That question remains a cause for debate. Rodolfo de la Garza is a political science professor at Columbia University. He says Mexico's porous southern border poses little threat to the nation. Closing it, he says, is simply President Fox's way of gaining leverage as Mexico negotiates a guest worker program in the United States.
I think the issue is a trade-off to the United States. How do we get Mexicans up here without letting everybody else up?
In other words, shutting the southern border caps off the flow of Central Americans bound for the U.S. For the Americans, that would make negotiating a guest worker program for Mexicans much more palatable. But critics of the plan say it's unfair. De la Garza says Fox is using a double standard against Central Americans who, just like poor Mexicans, head to the United States looking for work.
Because what he's willing to do is what he demands the U.S. not do in the North. And there's a terrible contradiction here. Mexico has always been hypocritical regarding how Mexico treats immigrants coming north into Mexico. They damn them, they punish them, they abuse them, and then they protest when that happens to Mexicans going to the U.S.
President Fox cites humanitarian reasons for increasing vigilance on the border, ending abuses by Mexican officials who rob or shake down immigrants in exchange for passage. Mexican officials are confident they'll be able to stop the majority of contraband and immigrants, though as with the Mexico-U.S. border, they admit illegal immigration can never be fully halted by force. That requires a more difficult, long-term plan to end regional poverty. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.